Today, we commemorate the Holy Cross. Holy Cross. It is the ultimate oxymoron. The cross was so degrading and viscerally horrifying that in the early church, Christians were not even able to bring themselves to depict Christ on the cross in art. At least not until well after crucifixion was outlawed in the year 313. Our earliest portrayal of Christ on the cross by Christians dates from about 450 AD, nearly half a millennium after the crucifixion itself took place. That is because crucifixion is the death of a criminal slave. It is the end point of a story of Roman power and domination over a single life. It takes from the condemned not only their lives, but also their honor and any shred of decency they may have. What does crucifixion mean? In the story of Roman power, it means that the condemned is the scum of the earth. But Jesus places the crucifixion in a different story. Truly, truly, I tell you, unless the grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Jesus is almost saying here that the pattern of death and resurrection is something that God wove into the fabric of creation, so that his own crucifixion is not the humiliating end that the Romans thought it was, but is part of a process of bearing fruit. Christ did not want to remain alone, like a single seed. And so he gave his life, he allowed his body to be planted in the ground so that he could bear fruit and so that you could be his branches. And that sets the pattern for your life. Not that you need to go out of your way to make yourself suffer. The effects of sin are quite sufficient for that. I am sure that you have experienced loss. You have hopes that are unfulfilled. But what does deep disappointment actually mean? Does it mean that there's no meaning in the world? Does it mean that God has abandoned you? We continuously search for explanations, for a story that will make sense out of the experiences of our lives. But the only story that holds is the story of the Holy Cross. It is a loss, but it is also the only way to bear fruit. As Ignatius of Antioch said, facing his impending martyrdom, "I am the wheat of God. Let me be ground by the teeth of the wild beasts, that I may be found the pure bread of Christ." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.